In the warm weather months, a 90-degree day every so often can be a nice treat. But by 2070, the Massachusetts Bay Area will likely see almost 40 more of these days a year than it currently does. And too much of a good thing can definitely have its drawbacks. In the Boston area, the city of Somerville is particularly vulnerable. Over three-quarters of Somerville is paved, and 82% of the city is defined as a hotspot, or an area that has a heat index in the top 5% statewide. Stronger storms intensified by climate change are a threat there too. Just a few decades from now, extreme storms in parts of Somerville could bring up to 10 feet of flooding. But there may be some relief in sight. Somerville residents are taking matters into their own hands. Living on Earth's Sophia Pandelitis went to find out more.
It's Sunday morning, and a ragtag group of neighbors has shown up to party. But not the way you might think. First off, they're all wearing hard hats.
And please make sure if you're in this area that you're wearing your equipment the whole time.
This is a depaving party. About 20 volunteers are gathered in the fully paved backyard of a Somerville, Massachusetts home. And it's their job to rip it up.
Swinging.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Armed with sledgehammers and wheelbarrows, the group works together to break up the asphalt and carry it to a dumpster in the driveway. The goal is to leave this yard pavement free. These depaving parties have been happening since 2010 and are now run by Green and Open Somerville. Lee Mounier is one of the leaders of the group's Depave the Way initiative. Her wide, bright eyes make you want to listen to her. She says there's more than one reason to ditch asphalt.
One of the things I really love about depaving is that it is multi-purpose.
First, it helps neighborhoods adapt to climate change. Depaving can prevent flooding by giving stormwater a place to soak into the ground, and lower temperatures by reducing the urban heat island effect. That could save lives, especially in environmental justice communities that face higher heat risks. But climate resilience isn't the only benefit to depaving.
Ideally, when you can get pavement out, it increases not just more space for water to go, but it increases opportunities for planting gardens, for planting trees, for yards for kids to run around and play, park space, etc. It's like amazing.
Yards filled with native plants instead of asphalt can also be havens for pollinators and local wildlife. Jack Brisky, the host of today's Depaving, has plans for that.
I've watched far too much home improvement TV on building bee houses, actually.
But Lee's favorite part of depaving is how it brings the community together in an active way.
I want to get sweaty. I want my active energy, to go towards something, and my creative energy to go towards something that's meaningful.
One veteran depaver, Eduardo Rodriguez, is on a similar wavelength. He says there's something cathartic about swinging that sledgehammer.
That first drop releases so much rage. we have a lot to rage about right now.
The depaving movement is not new. It got its start in Portland, Oregon back in 2007 and has since spread across the United States and even Europe. Lee says word is traveling fast here in Somerville.
More people are biking, walking, taking transit, and have less need for cars. So we have all these long driveways that fit like five cars, and everybody's moving in and saying, I don't need that anymore,
This season's depaving schedule is already filling up.
We're now on track to do at least 7 this year, if not more.
Everyone who wants to depave should be able to, Lee says. But keeping up with growing demand is tough for her small team. And while volunteers are free, depaving still has a price too steep for some, up to $700 to rent a dumpster. So Green and Open Somerville is partnering with local NGOs to offset those costs for low-income environmental justice neighborhoods. Lee dreams of a time when she'll get to lead these parties every weekend. For now, though, it's time to sit back and admire the day's work.
Depaving to me is like one of those things, too, where you can, in 3 hours, see the fruits of your labor.
She's right. At the end of the party, it's incredibly satisfying to watch as the last chunks of pavement are carried away, and we're left with, an actual yard, though it's barren for now. So the group heads inside, muddy and tired, but proud. Their sandwiches will be well-deserved. For Living on Earth, I'm Sophia Pandelitis in Somerville, Massachusetts.